Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about great news for nearly everyone in Pennsylvania, everyone that's got a ID card here, and that is dealing with the Federal Real ID Act, and an extension has been given here. Talk to us about what this is and why this is good news for everybody.
Well, Pennsylvania residents who need Real ID to access certain federal facilities now have a longer grace period. That's going to be through January 22nd of 2018, according to an announcement this week by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. This grace period went into effect October 11th. PennDOT submitted an extension request to the federal agency in early September. The enforcement grace period applies only to entrance into federal facilities. There is no enforcement on commercial air travel until January 22nd of 2018. PennDOT has begun work on the implementation of Real ID and estimates Real ID compliant driver's licenses and identification cards will be available at the customer's option in March 2019. This will allow ample time for customers who want a Real ID compliant card to get one before the final effective date takes place October 1st, 2020. Information on Real ID in Pennsylvania, including frequently asked questions, is available on PennDOT's website at dmv.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an event to honor first responders, those who are always there to help us when we need it. Talk to us about this event.
Well, to honor the men and women who devote their time as first responders, I'm partnering with Representative Ryan Warner to host a first responders recognition ceremony next week on Thursday, October 19th, beginning at 6 p.m. The ceremony will recognize first responders throughout Fayette County, including fire, rescue, emergency medical services, and law enforcement, and will be held at the Third Presbyterian Church at 425 Union Street in Uniontown. The ceremony will be open to the public with a private reception for first responders to follow the ceremony. Dinner for the private reception will be provided by the First Christian Church of New Salem and the Triumphant Fellowship Church for the first responders and their guests. Those first responders who plan to attend should RSVP with Blair in my office at 724-438-6100. Participating first response agencies are also encouraged to bring a piece of equipment to display, if appropriate. Parking will be reserved in the front of the church for EMS, fire, rescue, or law enforcement vehicles. The public is invited to park in the rear of the building. Questions about the ceremony can be directed to Blair at 724-438-6100.
And Representative Dowling, I understand that there's an upcoming event that folks can come out and meet you and greet you and talk a little bit about what's going on. Talk to us about this Family Expo coming up.
Well, I'll be hosting my first annual Family Expo on Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Uniontown Mall. The expo will focus on all phases of family life, including children, parents, adults, senior citizens, veterans, and workers. Visit with businesses, organizations, and government agencies who provide the services that enhance your quality of life. There's no cost to attend, and free door prizes will be drawn throughout the day. If your agency or business would like to showcase your services, you're welcome to contact my office at repdowling.com or via telephone at 724-438-6100. I look forward to spending Saturday, October 28th, with many of the constituents of the 51st District at the Uniontown Mall for my first annual Family Expo.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.